Just state your full name and your date and place of birth.
Oh, yeah. Well, James J. Hammond. Met Dean 1914. I was born.
And where were you born?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland? Yeah.
Like the brothers.
Yes, the
brothers. Yeah. And I went to school here. And I was at St. Pat's on Fatal Street. They had a big one then. It was 1919. And some cousin in the family decided, why don't I take my last year? They had from kindergarten right up to age 12, which is why when I was on the board, I was waiting to have this stupid nonsense of French immersion. However,
I won't put the dryer on. I'll just stick these things on the line. If you need anything.
So I went to St. Pat's, and his cousin decided that he should take the last year at St. Mary's. So maybe when you look at some of these books, the tuition was $25 a term.
And what grade was this?
This started at college.
College?
Yeah, right through.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start at St. Mary's?
Oh, I started in 1931. 1931?
Yeah.
And I went through at 36. My picture.
So did you start in grade 9?
No, I suppose we went through school, but St. Mary's only had a high school then.
Oh, high school, and that was
started great. Started grade 9 there, but I kept going to either school, public school. Mm-hmm. So, then I went out there in 1931.
And it was the Irish Christian Brothers then?
Yeah, three of them.
Three of them? Only three?
They were over three for a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who else was there besides the Irish Christian Brothers?
I got a picture here that I showed at home. Third one down.
There you are.
Pastor Brett.
You were editor of the journal?
Yeah. Is the picture right in front of the book? The Archbishop?
Oh, the Archbishop? Who was the Archbishop at the time? Oh, there's the Pope. Nope.
No, it was a later one. Anyhow, they had us going through, and that was 1936. But the bishop came around, John Thomas O'Donnell, who was Bishop of Halifax. We called him Johnny. He was never in Halifax. He didn't know most of the time. But he, what I don't know, and you might find out down there, that they come out, they must have had a pretty good ironclad agreement to come from Ireland. And they were, I suppose, they would be taken care of, provide the building. You never saw the building, of course, going down long ago, you know, where St. Pat's is.
Yeah.
But the bishop came in, and I visited her that year. I suppose I have his picture in the front and all this stuff. But I guess the bishop had a meeting with the brothers, told them to get out. Period. That's the kind of dirt we don't dig out too much. And I guess they had an agreement that told them to go find site. They wouldn't move. So instead, I was carrying on for this to 36. I got a degree, but the bishop would never come here to school. He'd go to Dalhousie, praise it with wonderful educated institutions for not serious.
Oh.
And that's caused a lot of.
What was the problem between the brothers and the bishop?
I don't know.
No.
I think somewhere at the Jesuits, somebody gave a lot of money to provide the Jesuits to hold the education. The brothers, they got money, well, I guess they got money somewhere, but they didn't run to give up anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But the way things were going, nobody was allowed to come in and so on. So finally they agreed to move. And we go to John Thomas. You know where St. Mary's big building is on Roby Street.
Mm-hmm.
I built a little apartment house across the street. And the bishop, John Thomas, They told me afterwards he built it on the cost plus, if you know the difference. He cost millions. He put a debt on every parish in Nova Scotia to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And one contractor said, we had a ball. He said, you go by the plans, and they put a toilet in here. He said, we moved that toilet 20 times. The bishop decided he didn't like the location. Cost meant nothing. So this was never very good. Yes. So he can get them out. Oh, well, they're there. I got 36. Well, 4 years later, drew it off. So, they've never been the same since, I suppose.
What were they like as teachers?
They were one of the best. Yeah, well, they, Brother Kevin, Brother Cornelia, he was the principal. They were the same as my sister's order. They were home for 6 years, and they had to go back. Teaching kindergarten, if I had nursery, didn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
But Brother Cornelia now, he was on the board of directors of the Canadian General Electric and some of these other big places, advisors. And he had more degrees than he did. So, whatever they started, grade one, had the grade one first of all, and then they dropped it down just to keep the high school. And the high school, they went and they, the people then want to take engineering. The brothers taught engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the, what today would be the Bachelor of Science. They didn't give us the Bachelor of Science. They wanted to make sure they just get what they want for the degree. So that, they had the engineering. We had the only arts, no master's degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You've understood there was a small school, but they had. In the write-up, if you find it, St. Mary's was incorporated with that seal on the front to confer degrees in arts and in all other subjects. So they could give the master's degrees, but they agreed with Dalhousie that they would not. And in return, they would take the graduates, because I know I went there to go to Dalhousie. Yeah, they didn't even have a BED in those days. I said I was going to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who taught you history? I said, Brother Cornelia. He said, you're in.
Yeah.
But, otherwise, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
was it a heavy workload?
Yeah, well, nowadays, since I know from being a teacher, I think I had 9 subjects.
Yeah.
People nowadays have 5.
Oh,
and they think they're killed, and they go to the dear mommy, tell them they had to all the dear mommy come to me. And said, I taught her. She took her daughter to a psychologist and said she never had any trouble, she came to you people. I said, I'll tell you what to do. You go to the psychologist and leave the kid alone. He'd go, all right. So I was reported to the principal, of course. And when she closed the door, we had a laugh about it. So, but...
Where did you teach?
I did mostly funny thing. I don't know if that ever come up in your book, but it seemed to go in a cycle, and we didn't realize when I get out to start here, there were no jobs. So I have a Bachelor of Arts. There wasn't even a BED. You would go to Dalhousie and get the education, which I did that. And later on, Dalhousie, ever on to make for money, they said, we'll give you to write a couple of papers, and for the BED, we'll give you a regular degree, so that just, I got on, because they're, probably one of those is, leisure degrees, is one of the education.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. Well, where was that?
You were talking about where you taught? After you
graduated. Oh, yeah, well, I just went in, to the ordinary course, I didn't take one high school. I got, when you're going to teach, you're not going to teach, I guess, are you?
Maybe, yeah.
When you're going, it depends on, and I had, by the time I get, I have 2 master's degrees there, and I let them know that, of course, you have to put on your paper, but this fellow had been, he'd been principal for 30 years, and I was just looking in. And he said, I just want to tell you, Mr. Hammond, he says, don't bring any silly ideas to school. He says, I've been doing it for 30 years and they work fine, so just keep them to yourself. And that's the core ratio. So, as I stayed anyway, I went on to get a job with other people, and after Norway, so I had put my name in there. I was haunting the school where we all were. And then one day I got a chance to do 21 days substituting. That's all I ever got. And I got a call. We had all written civil service exams. And I came forth, apparently. But in the writing those days, it took a couple months to get them written because it's kind of wide. Anyway, I finally got a letter saying I came forth and there's a job for me. So I went on the school board first, because that's the job I really wanted. Whatever he got, take it. And then I got a shock because I was off the job in the government, 90 hours a month. And I said to the school board, by the way, what's salary paying now? He said, 90 hours a month, what else? That's the salary we got. Mm-hmm. So I said, he said, well, you better take it. So I went over and took it. And all I had was Bachelor of Arts and the BED, nothing else, for the education thing, yeah. And so when I walked in, the guy said, we hope to get a soldier. And I said, your hopes are shot, brother. This uniform is better than yours anyway. He was the colonel. That wasn't really a good way to start. But he said, I can't do anything about it. You have the job. And he said, the war is coming. He was 38. And he said, we're busy getting ready for it. And you're going to be the officer in charge of all the stores, the guns and everything else, to do the accounting. I said, well, you might as well take the good news. So I got it. And he's hauled out a pencil. I said, see this pencil? I don't know which end makes the mark, which end doesn't. And you want me to take the job. He said, I can't do anything but it. You take it. So I went back to St. Mary's at night. And I got a Bachelor of Commerce. I had to do something. I never got back to teaching until 1940 or something. Then I was back there.
So there were part-time courses at St. Mary's then?
No, but you never heard of a Bay Baisley, of course.
A what?
A young man named Baisley.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bad cripple.
Oh, yeah.
He graduated the same year I did, and he stayed there as a teacher. And I went to him at night. Or he would live in Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go over to his house for 2 years back and forth. And they granted me the degree.
Oh, what?
Bachelor of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only odd one. The rest are all arts. So, now I don't know what I was going to say. You should have a talk to Doug. You should know what some of this stuff is. And, they have all kinds of stuff from the old college, you know. All I did when I went in, I finished this degree, there's no jobs again. So but this time, his brother, man, he's in charge. And he knew I'd been doing a lot of reading in me. So I think what they didn't offer pay those days. They said, look, I got 5,000 books there, stuck in all over the place. And you catalog them according to a decimal. Because I knew nothing was a decimal, it turned out to be very easy, and I think it's the best. City of Howland has it, and Dalhousie has the Library Congress. But the first 5,000 books, they went to St. Mary's, and they're still under the decimal.
Mm-hmm.
So, they wouldn't have a job, but you had to do each book to decide where it goes. And if you did it right, which of course would be an amateur's, but they did it right, you couldn't have two copies of the same book except they're side by side on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever found a book, the same book, somewhere in the library. So, but as I did the 5,000 math, and that didn't give me much training, then I got into civil service because war was just coming. And then I couldn't get out. Same right in there. But, I went on to the board, and I said, all the horns my classes are going to enroll, enlist in the army. And I let them enlist. She says, you can't enlist. You belong out to us. So I had to get his own civil service. He said, can I be called up? She said, yes, I suppose you can be called up. Well, can I get any sense? No, you're in. So sure enough, I got called up. I had to go to the barracks, medical exam, all that. I got to the end of the line, he says, oh, did you ever hear Code Order 49? I said, no. He said, it says that you who work with civil service cannot join the army, period. Goodbye, so I give you a deferment. That was 50 years ago. So I was sure that, but it still wasn't easy, of course, going on civilian clothes, and all the others were in uniform, you know. It wasn't very easy. But whatever.
So let's go back to the time you were at high school there. What were the type of sports and other activities that went on?
Well, believe it or not, when I got in there, I wasn't into the sporting type. But they had a hockey team, and they were doing baseball. The hockey won the provincial championship in the sport. And they had interclass, of course, leagues, all times. And their brothers were very much in favor of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, they took bad news of them the day. They pretty well acquitted themselves in some of these books, you know, but they were in provincial debates and all that. And their brothers were good at that stuff because they did nothing but study, you know. The brothers were right there. So what
were the brothers like as people?
Well, it depends. Before I even got a teaching, I know there's a home, you never heard of it. So we're Eaton's is now here, Comfort Road. And they had the Catholic boys who were not FF. And on the Chibok Road, they had the industrial home, Parson boys. And there was nothing for the brother to use his fist. The guy got out of order, shoo, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of that went on, I guess. But the brothers themselves were good. But they did railroad pretty strict.
Yeah.
They didn't take any nonsense. So of course, a lot of it, they were subservient, is not exactly the word, but they had to act according to their parents' wants also, mm-hmm. You know. So they had a good name for themselves, and you never saw their picture in the paper, and they had to be only certain this kind of thing. And when I was younger, I decided I wouldn't put in the bishop's picture for all. He didn't help us. The principal called me in. He said, I didn't notice the picture in the Yavamon mock-up. I said, no, it wasn't going in. He said, change your mind. He's going in, period. Like that. He never stepped out of line. The bishop was the boss. The bishop was there. The only black thing we have. He said you towards us because he was there for a few years after I was there. However.
So there were some boarders there at the school, were there?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had the boarders in some of that stuff. The boarders only were charged about $25 a term. They divided into three terms, and the boarders could stay there and take care of the board and lodging. And
where did they come from?
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone wants? Yeah. The brothers' home, they had in West Park, New York, where they trained the young brothers. And they were continuing to come in, and the students were allowed to, well, they just advertised for CRISPR's arrival and all that. And, they had no bigs, they said, sure. And so they had started with the kindergarten, they gradually dropped that, and then they had over 9 to 12, and then on the engineering, or science and engineering arts, it was just, and they graduated and went through Tallahassee.
Let me see, So what were the family backgrounds of your of the students at the school when you were there?
Just the average, with $25 a term. Everybody could afford that pretty well, you know. Mm-hmm. If they couldn't, they must be really far down. But they really served the area where the cottage was built.
Yeah.
I don't suppose it was for poor families, although they would be used to that. But they were given the building. It was very small, and they took in anybody. And, I think the tuition actually would put $50 a whole year if you were boarding. So they had those.
Was everyone there Catholic?
Hmm?
Was everyone Catholic that went there?
Well, now I'm going to say, I guess the school was supposed to be. Although I don't think anyone was turned down because there's no other school.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made such a fuss here in Halifax. They had the girls' school, the boys' school. But you see, the feeling, when I finally got to be a teacher, they had at the time built QEH.
Yeah.
And across the street, they had built Shabbat's. There's a very nice child came up to teach civics. My name came up. And they said, no way, that man was Catholic, you're not getting this, so. That's it.
Must have been a QEH, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I see.
So?
What role did religion play when you were at St. Mary's?
Well, mostly I was into the scholastic part. We worked mostly after the school as well. Everybody had a job, ran off. We paid about $2 a week. And I saw the boys with the money come to the Young Avenue section, you know. And the other section, the north end, Halifax, it's, well, that was Maitland Street. That was where we went. But we could see nothing wrong with it, but there's a rivalry between these people and the schools further down, better class.
Mm-hmm.
Always that way.
So were there any type of prayers that went on when you were in school?
Any what?
Any type of prayers, or?
Oh, yeah, well, we just had another special prayer. We had apologetics, is the name for it, study religion.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get a class in that as well.
Yeah.
And they all had that, didn't matter what. It was not a question saying they were in the public school when it was there. The question came up, people wanted to get some religion. And we got together in the teacher's room and said, well, the only thing I know, when it comes to religion, they want me to take a class. So we say to the kids, if you don't want it, you go down to study hall, have a period of study. If you do want it, you stay here, we'll have a religion. And that worked out. I don't know how long they've been on. Only they dropped it.
That was when you were teaching yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first school I went back to see what it was like.
Yeah.
So, now, I don't know what else you're going to...
Let me see.
I just said I can make some copies of this.
Besides sports, what other activities went on in the school?
Well, hockey for sure, and football. It wasn't football then, it was the English type, soccer, yeah. They never had the American, what we call it, American football.
Uh-huh.
With the helmets and all that, no. That came in when I was leaving, so then they dropped the soccer altogether. Couldn't have two. And we had a field right there, just corner of Rupert Road. And that field was, I think it was four times around the track during a mile. So they had a track built that way. And of course the hockey team, Brother Garvey, he was the coach. And we had they built the golf for Rorham. The form that they built. It was a long wooden building, very dark. And they got to the point. That the boys were told, sorry, you cannot shoot the puck from the blue line. Because once you shoot the puck, you go to the side. And the next one come down your eye. So that kind of put a crimp on the hockey a bit, but that's only for the home league. Nobody bringing in another team because they wouldn't know how to find a way around. They get torn down. So
what went on besides sports?
Oh, they had, as a rule, the boys, If they didn't have the history date, the girls look on it.
Mm-hmm.
See the comment on there. I get into that later on. The comment had his pronounced, and then the girls put him out.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I didn't have a date, and I have to call on, they got something to get a date fixed up, and I didn't even know how to drive a car. So the dates were ruined. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go on dates?
Well, usually, sometimes they'd have every year, but last year, they would be preparing for their closing, their own closing. And they'd have a class, or whatever you call it. And then we'd all go down to that. And of course, then the mentoring got in later when they come into the college. And so they either go to a school dance, not very often, but they go to, because it's a question of getting chaperones. You know, we had to have two chaperones for every student. Well, they had a pretty good social life. Now they had their own, they looked after this pretty well. I was really looking after the graduating number.
Mm-hmm.
They, and some of them, they didn't have the programs. We had programs here in Halifax, the teacher. We would take the kids that would leave school and go to work for the firm. I don't know if you ever heard of that. And they get paid, practical experience or something. These are the kids we knew were not going to get through school. They just didn't have enough airs, eh? So we had the, and they had quite big ones. Some, of course, what you read. One young fellow I know, his mother probably put all the money in a good suit and said, what's the word? But it's a gas company. And they put him down on me, taking out where the oil drips out. No, he went home.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to shorten that a bit. But we had a fair amount of what the professor called the town and gown mixture, trying to get the dancers going and things like that. We worked pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
No problems.
Were there any type of school societies or organizations?
We had, mine was had Tau Gamma Sigma. Now, if you wanted a TGS, it was supposed to be a true general society. Of course, we called it the Great Seniors.
Yeah.
And then the Phi Phi Sigma, freshmen, and Delta Lambda Kappa, Commerce, each had their own. So I had to keep the great letters going. And they'd be busy buying the rings and all this kind of stuff. So,
how many people were in your graduating class?
That brought another little thing. The one before graduating, I think there's only about 10 or so, and I think 9 of them went into priests.
Oh, really?
And the parents didn't like that. So after all, this is only a, you know, flash in the pan. They were following a good example on that. So my class had 22, and 4 went in. But every year there's some going in, and they were getting the name, and if you send them some areas, he's going to end up in the seminary.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. So, where did your graduation ceremony take place when you graduated?
I had been in a little brick building in Windsor Street.
Right there, yeah?
The bishop wouldn't come.
No?
Oh. And in conferring the degree, you're supposed to put a hat, just touch the hat on your head and confer the degree. Brother Cornelia did that. But in the house, so they had all the theirs. But after that, the dear bishop preached some areas for his now the big one. So he was down. I think they had some rules that they were not there. They would give a master's degree, but only in English or something. They don't give a master's in science or anything else. So. Yes, I mean, they were starting to complain, but people were asked to support Tech College and this college and so on, you know, besides the private schools. They gave me too much. So, sooner or later, I had to go to Dalhousie for the master's degrees. But the professors were high. They would say, saw your marks, no question of getting in. You're in first. So,
That's about all I wanted to talk about. Can you think of anything else you'd like?
Well, I was going to suggest, I have seen, I don't know if it's here now, but would you like a copy of some of the historical thing on this? I can make a copy of some of these, you see?